Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the wonderful things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by the American Federation of Government Employees and the Communication Workers of America, District 2-13. We appreciate their support. Joining me today from Politico, we've got Stephen Overly. Stephen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Stephen, we were just talking with our friends from Media Matters about Politico breaking the story on Ajit Pai and the FCC and net neutrality. They said some very kind words, and I want to echo them. Great work for breaking this story. 83% of the population in the United States is against the FCC playing games with the or allowing ISPs, internet service providers, to play games with the internet. And 1.5 million comments, real comments, not fake comments, have been posted to the FCC website. Yet the FCC, knowing how the American public feels about this, is pressing forward against their wishes. What is the negative impact of this for the average person and, you know, maybe my small upstart media organization that perhaps my ISP or somebody else's ISP decides they don't like and want to restrict the information coming off of our website?
Well, thank you for having me on and for the kind words about Politico. In terms of the concerns for the average user or maybe smaller companies and websites, it really depends who you talk to. So the internet service providers and Republicans, including those that control the FCC, contend that there is no concern, that you will wake up tomorrow and your internet experience will be no different. That's true tomorrow. I think the question is what will happen in the future, and that's where a lot of the questions and concerns stem from. If you talk to internet companies and if you talk to Democrats, they worry that removing these rules will allow your cable or internet provider to control what you see on the internet and how quickly you see it. So, for example, they could potentially block a website, slow a website, or require that website to pay more money to reach the average viewer more quickly. Now, if you're a deep-pocketed internet company or website, perhaps that's of less concern. But if you're smaller, you know, if you're trying to build an audience, that could obviously be problematic. And so that's really the tension. There hasn't exactly been evidence of this on either side, but certainly the concern is out there. And so it's a question now that these rules are being repealed, will internet companies start to kind of abuse this power in a way that is harmful to consumers?
You know, Stephen, I've got to say this. Look, the American public and the taxpayers paid for the internet to be invented, the ARPANET. And, you know, quite frankly, the internet is not some luxury item that only the rich should have. I mean, this is how people study, work, learn, pay bills, recreate, communicate, so on and so forth. And this idea that internet service providers can just willy-nilly do what they want to do, have the ability to censor at their will, is quite frankly, I believe, in the majority of Americans' opinions, quite appalling. And
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I do want to note one of the provisions in the FCC proposal will require cable and internet companies to be transparent about these practices. So if they do block websites or if they do slow traffic, they have to make that known.
They don't do it now. They don't do it now, and it's commonly known that ISPs will throttle on usage. And quite frankly, they will throttle on bill payment. So, I mean, the idea that they're going to be transparent is kind of like a dollar late, you know? It's just me.
There are many folks who feel that way. And there's also you know, there's the question of also what happens then, right? If, you know, even if they do disclose these practices. And FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has said it'll be up to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, to sort of determine if those practices are anti-consumer or anti-competitive. But again, there's debate there about how much authority the FTC really has and whether they will and can act quickly enough to address concerns as they arise. Certainly Democrats on the FCC and Democrats in the halls of Congress view this as sort of an abandoning of consumers and abandoning of the Internet as it exists today. Some of that talk may be hyperbolic, but there are certainly some concerns there that many folks have raised.
Has Ajit Pai said to you why he feels that it's okay to not follow 83% of the United States American population, the taxpayer population, and just do whatever he wants? Has he said anything like that?
I mean, he has provided a justification for this decision. A lot of it is on business terms, so concern that ISPs will and have invested less in their infrastructure.
Because which has been documented and shown not to be true.
There's been conflicting evidence on that for sure. And some argue these rules only went in place in 2015. It's too soon to tell whether they've actually...
Well, you know what? And Stephen, I realize you're not the decision maker and you shouldn't have to answer for this. And I'm going to leave it at this. I'm not sure it's Ajit Pai's place to overrule 83% of the population in the United States. But that's my opinion and my thoughts, and I'm just glad that I share that with 83% of the population in the United States. Stephen, how do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Absolutely. Well, please check out politico.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Politico. You can follow me specifically on Twitter at Stephen Overly. We cover net neutrality exhaustively as well as many other tech policy issues, so please check us out.
There you go. I hope you can still get your emails, but that's another story in and of itself. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.